Random House Audio presents The Distance by Helen Giltrow, read for you by Rachel Atkins.
Prologue. Day 25, Saturday. Carla. There's blood in my hair. 12 hours and I've still got blood in my hair. You're right. The uniformed officer standing guard by the door is staring at my face in the washroom mirror, breaking rules. She's been ordered not to talk to me. Maybe she thinks I'll faint. They took my coat away from me last night, at the scene. The blood had soaked through to the lining. There was blood on my face, too, and blood on my hands, working its way into the cracks around my nails. The doctor who examined me cleaned most of it off before declaring me fit to be interviewed. I dealt with the rest as soon as I could, ignoring the pain, scrubbing my skin red raw to get it out. Nobody told me about my hair. I pick at it with my good hand. A brownish clot glues the strands together. I wish I had scissors. I'd cut it out. Don't think about it. Don't. It's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's what my watch says. Without it, I couldn't even guess. I last slept for a few broken hours on Thursday night. Thursday. We had a plan in place then. I'd ceased to kid myself that I had the situation under control, but at least we had a plan. We could see a way through all this. Now there's just me in a police station toilet, pulling at my hair, trying to ignore the knot in my chest, holding myself together, sticking to my story. How many times have I rehearsed this situation in my head? But it's nothing like I imagined. My whole adult life I've devoted...